Good morning, afternoon, evening to everybody. This is Talia J from Talia J Speaks. It is November something, whatever. I decided to go ahead and do an episode today. This may be like TV 17, depending on how it goes. Excuse if you hear me itching. I've been having allergic reactions to everything recently, so I might have to do some editing, maybe not. I say a lot because this is straight off the dome. I could not sleep, so I decided to make an episode. What popped in my head before I made it outside to smoke cigarette, because I'm still smoking cigarettes. It's gotten better compared to where I was. So, you know, little wins. I forgot what I was going to say. So I've been watching the show Selena, the series. Please don't walk away from the podcast because I said that. I never got a chance to see the movie. I'd heard about her, but I never got a chance to see the movie. So now I'm watching the series, and I really like it. Like, the dad, the whole thing, the mom, the dad, the brother, the sisters, all of them. Because I didn't know all of her story. I just knew that J-Lo played Selena. And Selena was shot? I don't know. She grew up in the same, well, she moved to the same town that I call her my adopted mom, but Mama V, I love that woman, where she grew up in. So it's kind of cool to know that her little city is part of history. I hurt my toe, sorry. Because eczema and anxiety so recently in my life, I guess, I don't know if he wants me to say anything, but I have been smiling from ear to ear in my heart about somebody. Really like this person for a long time. This person has been there for a while. And let's just say I see the name, I see something that reminds me of him, and I smile from ear to ear. And that brings me to this. He sits and listens to me, even though I don't sit and listen to myself. Like he will sit in the background and just listen to my life and then be a part of it at the same time. There's two people in your life that wants to see the real you 24/7. That's God and your significant other. Because even your kids go, can you just like not be you for a second? Just, you know, be a kid. Or like not be mom because they didn't got in trouble. You know, stuff like that. And so I guess, as we roll into this lovely Thanksgiving session, I want to look back a little bit, I guess tell a few stories of my life. So I noticed that October has been a hell of a month. That's why there was nothing for October. I've always had some type of life issue that happens in October. I can say, found out I was pregnant with both children in the month of October. No, I take that back. I found out about my oldest, my 11-year-old, in October. I attempted and survived suicide in October. Sorry, my lips shedding. This past year, I had multiple allergic reactions to things. Like my skin has been through a lot in this last year. Part of it's because of the location that I am living in. The water, no, I don't live in Flint, Michigan, though I don't think they have water either, at least drinkable water. I don't think anywhere in America does. And if they do, it's because somebody put a filter somewhere, and that's that, you know. I was watching The Magicians, and they were talking about Modesto, and they're like, hey, is there a magic spell that, you know, we can clean the water here? Because we can't even, like, you know, take a shower. And I'm sitting there running my shower for 3.5 hours because I can't take a shower in my own bath without, like, wanting to scream and cry and pray that the Benadryl works. I used to take Benadryl for anxiety. I remember that. That was a real thing for me. Now I take anxiety meds. Cool. You know, if you need therapy, it's okay. Especially if you're 100% real with it. I think I have one left, so I'm gonna have to figure that out, because I used my last $11 on gas, so I can work tomorrow and go to school and go to my appointment and my son's appointment. Oh, Lord, I gotta work in the morning. I don't even know what time it is. Oh, two o'clock. It's 2 o'clock where I'm at. Okay. Because daylight savings happened. I don't understand that, but, you know, I moved here. And here we are in the future, and we still have daylight savings. Oh, and if someone, you know, they can tweet me. They can hit me up on Instagram. They can hit me up on Facebook. Can someone explain to me why we had the Boston Tea Party? Because I'm just going to pull the immigrant card and go, I don't know. Someone tell me. Maybe I'd understand it more. But back to this public journal entry, which I hope I don't end up, like, getting yelled at about this. But he's so handsome. Like, his smile lights up everything. His actions speak loud. His words get the job done. His hugs comfort me. Like, I come from a non-emotional childhood to a super gullible young adulthood, thinking that if someone says they love you, that is real, or if someone says they care, it's real, when sometimes it's really not. They're just using you, and they know what to say, how to say it, when to say it, to get you to do what they want. That's something I went through for many years. I guess I'm so used to telling my story. I used to tell my story all the time, you know, sleeping on the floor because of punishment, sleeping outside because of punishment. But I guess I don't really just, like, talk about my part about it. I do. Like, yeah, I wasn't the best kid. I was definitely different. I was definitely rebellious. Wanted to do things my way, which is why right now I'm not doing anything my way, because it's not time yet, I guess. I dabbled in some drugs, so we can get that out the way, so I don't have to worry talking about that again. As an adult, not in my parents' house, just in case they decide to listen to this, they don't feel that I did drugs in their house. I did the other cardinal sin in their house. No drugs. But then again, I did other stuff that definitely got me in trouble. I definitely did a lot of stuff. I did a lot of dirt. I definitely did a lot of sex. A lot of it. And even throughout all of that, I still told people, I'm like, look, hey, God is real. You know, I guess I feel right now that I could have been labeled as a false prophet, which could be true. Though I never prophesied, so I can't say I was a prophet. I can definitely say I said I was God's child, even though I was doing Satan things. I'm not proud of it, but it did make me who I am. It made my life very colorful, like rainbow colorful. Definitely did that too. I can say that through it all, God was definitely there. I can definitely say the reason why I was arrested, at least the February arrest, because I was arrested for prostitution. I was arrested for prostitution because I was trying to make money to get my car out of the impound, because I decided to go to Galveston with no money, my life in my car, because I live in my car. I lived in my car. Side note, I actually slept in my car one day because I couldn't sleep in my own house. I got my pillow, blanket, came, slept in the front seat. I really did. And I was okay. It was interesting to do. I was not uncomfortable, actually. I was quite comfortable. But I also was thankful that I had a place to go inside, and I wasn't just sleeping outside of somebody's house. My story will help someone eventually if I can get it all out. But piece by piece, I can say when I went to jail, I definitely went in with some praying people. I also had people praying for me. Were against me, but they were praying. I've actually had a lot of prayers against me, and I'm thankful that I've been praying for myself. My little mustard seed, you know, you gotta let it grow. You gotta pray to make it grow. You gotta have faith, you know, faith without works is dead. Though I never understood what that meant. Because faith is believing in something you can't see. And I know that I can see God working in my life. That's what makes me confused about that saying. Because I've seen, I have seen God move and work and shake in my life. And I like to drive, so a lot of my analogies come from driving. I've seen him literally move cars out of the way so they don't hit each other. Like, and I've been in that many, many, many times. I've also seen him put me in situations. I've also seen me in situations that I've put myself in, and him come in and go, all right, here I am. Let me help you out. And it's like taking that prince's hand and getting up off the floor and walking out the front door with him. I've done that too. Especially after being headbutted because someone called me queen. Because it became a term of endearment, not because they were trying to get with me. I don't know if I've talked about it on my podcast. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the sessions of last year. I'm sorry. I am having anxiety, so I'm picking. I need to stop because I opened up a cut on my hand. Oops. I started getting beat and yelled at and screamed at and abused even more because I didn't want to have sex with a person. I kind of gave up on the idea of a relationship, which in turn meant I didn't want to do anything with this person. That was actually the second relationship of the year that ended because I didn't want to have sex. That's funny. You know, I was being an adulterer. But God can use them too, huh? You know, God can bring us back from anything if we let him. I was singing a song today, or last night, while doing a delivery. I had my window down and I was jamming. And this guy was sitting at the turn lane while I was sitting in the far right lane. And I was singing. And his window was down. Actually, he hadn't seen me. I had seen him, but I hadn't seen him. I mean, but he hadn't seen me. He had pulled all the way up so he can look me, like, in my face, in my car. And I was just singing. And he said something. Did I know what he said? No. Still don't know what he said. And I kept singing because the song touched my heart. It was a Kirk Franklin song from somewhere in the mid-90s, because Kirk Franklin's been around for that long, which is crazy. He's been around for over 30 years. Him, Toby Mac, Yolanda Adams, you know. I'm getting old, y'all. I'm getting old. I find myself trying to like myself, I guess. Because that is not something I learned. And I sit there and look at people and go, you like that? And I'm sitting there like, well, for what? What about me is there to like? What about me is there to love? And they look at me like, you. And I'm like, me what? I have too many personalities. And yet, that's what makes me me. Those breaks, those moments in life that I had to go through, the stories that I can tell to say I've come back from, it's like finding out that my life is this beautiful woven quilt. Them quilts with the square patterns all made up together to make one big quilt. One day, I'll get it all out and be able to move forward as I move forward.